Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's always such a joy to be able to come to the Word of God. It's been a pleasure of mine for years. I think of the verse that says, to delight yourself in the Lord. I'm just so delighted when we study the Word of God together. I pray you're being blessed. I pray you're being inspired to go into the Word of God on your own. It's the Holy Spirit that's our true teacher, and He'll teach you just as easily as He does me if you just open your heart and mind to receive from Him. We always go to the Heavenly Father when we begin our study, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, once again, we come before You in humility and our heads bowed, knowing that we are before the Almighty God of the universe and what He has to say to us. Lord, sometimes it's overwhelming. I pray today that You will inspire us by Your Holy Spirit and lead us to all truth, Lord, and then to be able to live according to that truth so that our lives are a blessing to You, Lord. That's what we desire today, is to bless You. So we thank You for Your word, and we do so in Your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, The Servant is Not Greater Than His Lord. And it's taken from the book of John, chapter 13, and verse 16. The apostle John wrote how Jesus knew who should betray Him. Therefore, said he, you are not all clean. So after He had washed their feet, and had taken His garments, and was set down again, He said unto them, know you what I have done unto you? You call Me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. And in chapter 13 and verse 16 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, the servant is not greater than his Lord, where we read, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. The verse reads, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. John began with the words, verily, verily, which means truly, truly, and surely, surely. I say unto you, I, Jesus, utter, declare, and proclaim to you, disciples of Jesus, the servant, which means the slave, bondman, man of servile condition, and attendant, is not greater than his Lord, or is in no way larger, elder, or stronger than the servants, one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has the power of deciding and master. John shared how Jesus declared that the bondman or man of servile condition is not more important than their master. The verse continues, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. John added the words, neither he that is sent, which means no, and not in any way is the one who has been dispatched and assigned greater than he that sent him, or stronger, elder to, and larger than the person, whether male or female, who dispatched and assigned that servant. John shared how Jesus told his disciples that the person who is dispatched is not more important than the person who assigned them. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how there is an order to greatness, according to Jesus. People who are servants are not greater than their lords, nor are people who are dispatched greater than the ones who assigned them. Jesus served his disciples even though he was greater, and they were to serve others even as they had been served. God loves people, and he came to the world in Jesus Christ to save people from their sins. Sin separates people from God. And without sin being removed, no one could have a personal relationship with him. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world and thereby served all mankind. And those who are wise will yield their lives to Jesus, who is indeed the greatest, and served as an example to his disciples for how they are to minister to others. Next time, John shares how Jesus tells his disciples, if you know these things, happy are you. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.